Yeah. Yeah. Hey. Feeling young, but he treat me like an OG. And he want the tea on me, I swear these bitches nosy. Said he put some money on my head, I guess we gon' see. I won't put no money on his head, my niggas owe me. I gotta be single for a while, he can't control me. Uno, dos, tres, in a race, they can't hold me. And I show my face in a case, so you know it's me. Imitation isn't flattery, it's just annoying me. And I'm too about it. And the dirt that they threw on my name turned to soil, and I grew up about it. Time for y'all to figure out what y'all gon' do about it. Big wheels keep rolling, rolling. I'm outside, 29, G5, Seaside. I've been losing friends and finding peace. But honestly, that sound like a fair trade to me. If I ever heard one, and I'm still here. Outside, frontline, Southside. I've been losing friends and finding peace. Honestly, that sound like a fair trade to me. Look, don't invite me over if you throw another pretty party. Looking back, it's hard to tell you where I started. I don't know.
Okay, imitation isn't flattery. It's just annoying me. Just anybody. All right, y'all, we're going to get tonight motherfucker started. I know I ain't been on like that. But if you follow my YouTube and you're subscribed, then you can see I've been posting and I've been working. I'm also finna close off my bookings right now because I'm getting booked the fuck up. And, you know, close to November, you know, November and December, I'm going to close off my booking for sure, because I got stuff I got to do. I'm not going to have time. It's going to be the holidays. I don't really have time to be, doing readings like that. And I'm trying to decide, do I really want to be doing readings like that? Because I kind of feel like that shit is way too damn draining, and I don't know, maybe just me being like ego driven and just having my own biases. But some people be booking readings for the wrong reasons, you know. And I'm not somebody that you can keep coming to asking me dumbass questions, asking me repetitive ass questions that I've already read for you on. And let me tell y'all something. I had somebody that kept getting readings from me about some guy, and she will ask the same question in about 10 fucking different ways. Okay. Then I told her, girl, I'm done. Like, I'm not finna keep answering it. So then this girl hit me up and asked me about quote unquote a friend. So she tried to get a reading again and said it was for her friend and that I could send a reading to her. First of all, I don't email, I don't write my readings. I don't have time for that. Neither does my damn spirit and my spirits that walk with me. We don't got time for that. Okay, it's on the phone. We can do Google Duo. We can do a Zoom. We can do a few things. But what I'm not going to do is take time out of my motherfucking day and write you a bunch of fucking paragraphs about a nigga that don't want you in the first place. That's not what a Hoosie O'Donnell is going to do. That's not what O'Donnell is going to do. Okay? Okay. So, I just need y'all to just step y'all shit up and understand when things are coming to an end. There's a lot of people out here who don't understand when things are coming to an end. Let that shit fall to the wayside. Let that shit go, because baby, you holding on to it is making you look dumb as fuck. Now that's for somebody. Let the choir sing. Okay, now why I didn't bring no juice up here? I was supposed to bring my juice up here. It's okay. So, I've been on my health tip. Let me just catch y'all up, because y'all don't be talking to me like that. So, I've been on my health tip. A bitch been back working out, back jumping rope, back boxing, back, you know, getting her shit together. Okay? Just back on my shit. First of all, the Lo Ala Serene. the Lowa La Siren, came to me with all her long, beautiful, curly hair, because she came to me in a dream, because y'all already know I be having dreams. So she came to me in a dream with her long, beautiful, luscious, thick, black, curly hair. It was like, girl, you need to be strong. Okay, you got Mambo coming up. You need to be motherfucking strong to be up in this motherfucking Jevo. Okay? So I'm like, girl, you right. You right, you right, you right. I need to start back working out, get back on my shit. So, y'all, I've been looking back at my old pictures about, like, 2019, going into 2020. I was so damn thick and so damn fine. I can't believe it. I didn't even know I was that damn thick and round and juicy and just, like, full D cups, full double D's or whatever the fuck I was. Okay? I was working out. And when I started working out, because I was working out to do gains, right? So when I started working out, I think my ass was like a 38, 39. I think it was like a 39. I had grew my ass to a 47. Okay? I grew my ass naturally to a 47. That's why I don't really like, I don't really fuck with the knife. I don't really fuck with the liposuction, sucking shit out my fucking belly button. Now y'all gotta create a new damn belly button and shit like that. I don't got time for that. Because, first of all, I have a high metabolism. And it don't take much for me to work out. As soon as I work out, I start seeing results. I see results quick. Like, quick. Okay? So, it don't take me that much to get the body that I want and look fucking good. But with weight on, you know, even slim. Like, because right now I'm like slim slimmins. I was trying to come up with a word. Slim slimmins. And I look good, you know, I look good, the curves is good, my stomach ain't been this flat in like, you know, 2 years, so my stomach is flat, okay, stomach on flat, okay, and I'm just feeling really, really good about myself right now, and just, shit is just moving, like, shit just, okay, you see how this music is matching up with what I'm saying, just, fantastical, period, close the curtains. But yeah, anyways, what am I gonna get into tonight? I want to get into a couple things. First of all, I want to update y'all, okay, on my psilocybin journey. Y'all know I'm on this, hold on, let me turn this down. Let me see, there's something else on here. I like this song on here. So, y'all know I'm on my psilocybin journey, right? And I've been on Golden Teacher. So, I had got my... So, first of all, I'm not taking the actual mushrooms. Because, first of all, that's so disgusting. I don't know. Like, I'm sure some of my listeners have took psilocybin. Because I'm putting it out there that I'm finna reach the whole motherfucking world, all the way to the UK, all the way to motherfucking Ghana. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, if you ever took, even just like a regular mushrooms, like if it's not cooked or it's not, you know, properly prepared or sauteed, it's gonna be motherfucking nasty. Even though magic mushrooms are not the type that you should cook or anything like that. But you can't eat it with your food. Like, if you have a slice of pizza or whatever, like, you know, just take it all in one bite or whatever. But yeah, I've been taking psilocybin, Golden Teacher, and I've been really, really seeing a difference within myself. First of all, I see a difference in my dreams. Okay, my dreams are vivid as hell. Vivid as hell. All my dreams have been like about initiation lately, but they are just vivid as hell. And before I even became a Hunsi, it was hard for me to remember my dreams. Like, if it had to be really, really like dramatic and exaggerated and crazy for me to remember. But other than that, I just didn't remember shit. I would literally just wake up and go on with my day or whatever. And like, looking back on that, I'd be like, how can you live without dreams? How can you live without dreams? Like, without knowing what the hell you dreamt about? Because when you go to sleep, you're unconscious. You're going into the subconscious world. So it's like, I think you should be worried if you don't know what the hell you're doing or what the hell is going on when you go into that world, because it is another damn realm, right? This body, this shell that you in is just a shell. Your soul is up all the time. It's alive and kicking and going all the time. It's always awake, always taking in information and downloading stuff and doing stuff and being active. Your spirit is always awake. So if you're going to sleep and you don't know what the hell you're dreaming and you keep forgetting your dreams, that's a motherfucking issue. That's a motherfucking issue. Eventually, I'm going to have guests on my podcast, on my little show I got here. We're going to start having guests on here. But anywho, yeah, so I've been taking psilocybin as a chocolate bar, okay? And to be honest, like, microdosing is not, like, you're not tripping off. You're not tripping out. You're not, like, hallucinating or nothing like that unless you take a certain amount. So the way that I'm taking it is like how you take a damn medicine, like how you take an Advil or whatever. You're not going to really, you're not going to see no damn side effects. Like, it's just you're taking it, and it's more of like what your intentions are when you're taking it, what you're trying to get out of it. And that also comes from you understanding what psilocybin and magic mushroom is supposed to do. And you can definitely, you know, do your research, because there have been studies done on cancer patients, people with depression, all kinds of stuff, like very, very much traumatic events. And there's this other guy I want to talk about that I'm going to get back to that. Let me finish this. So there has been like lots of studies that they've done, especially with Johns Hopkins University, the School of Medicine, Harvard. You know, they've all done studies on psilocybin. And psilocybin is a new kind of medication. It's being seen in the world in society, well, America, because it's illegal in America, but the UK, Amsterdam, like, I think I'm not sure about Canada, so I'm not gonna really say Canada, maybe Canada, I'm not sure, but I know like the UK, Amsterdam, stuff like that, mushrooms are legal and they are like respected. So, psilocybin has been around for motherfucking millenniums. Psilocybin has been around. Okay, first of all, let's break down what a mushroom is, right? Let's break down what a mushroom is. Okay, so for the holes in the back. A mushroom or a toadstool. We're going to take it all the way back to Wikipedia. Anybody can Google this shit. Okay? A toadstool is the fleshy, spore-bearing, fruiting body of a fungus. Typically produced above ground, on soil, or on its food source. Okay? So now, let's go ahead. Because we see mushrooms in our everyday life, right? We understand that it's very nutritious. It has a lot of protein, carbohydrates. It also contains 92% of water, okay? And you can eat them raw or cooked. They also are a great source of vitamin D and vitamin E, okay? Which is good for your skin and good for your bones, right? Okay. So let's go ahead and get into psychoactive mushrooms, which is magic mushrooms, which is what I'm taking, which is psilocybin, okay, which is not new, okay? Mushrooms with psychoactive properties have long played a role in various native medicine traditions and cultures all around the world. They have been used as a sacrament in rituals aimed at mental and physical healing and to facilitate visionary states. A practitioner or traditional mushroom use is the shaman or curandera, which is a priest healer. Psilocybin mushrooms, also referred to as psychedelic mushrooms, possess psychedelic properties, commonly known as magic mushrooms or shrooms. They are openly available in smart shops all over the world or on the black market in those countries that have outlawed their sale. Psilocybin mushrooms have been reported as facilitating profound and life-changing insights, often described as mystical experiences. Recent scientific work has supported these claims, as well as the long-lasting effects of such induced spiritual experiences. Psilocybin, a naturally occurring chemical in certain psychedelic mushrooms, is being studied for its ability to help people suffering from psychological disorder, such as obsessive-compulsive disorder. Minute amounts have been reported to stop cluster and migraine headaches. A double-blind study done by Johns Hopkins Hospital showed that psychedelic mushrooms could provide people an experience with substantial personal meaning and spiritual significance. In the study, one-third of the subjects reported ingestion of psychedelic mushrooms was the single most spiritually significant event of their lives. Over two-thirds reported it among their five most meaningful and spiritually significant events in their lives. Oops, what did I? I'm sorry. My bad. Let me get back. Hold on. Okay, wait. Over two-thirds reported it among their five most meaningful and spiritual significant events. On the other hand, one-third of the subjects reported extreme anxiety. However, the anxiety went away after a short period of time. Psilocybin mushrooms have also shown to be successful in treating addiction, specifically with alcohol and cigarettes. Well. So, just like weed, just like cigarettes, just like wine, just like any other fucking drug or medicinal thing, even depression medication, just like they have different forms of depression medication, different forms of all kinds of stuff that you can consume to help you, it's not for everybody, boo. It's not for everybody. But let me tell you something. I have seen a big change in my life by taking psilocybin. And I've only took psilocybin twice on two occasions. And let me tell you, a bitch basically stopped smoking. And when I say basically, I was a chain smoker. O'Don was smoking 7 blunts a day. 4 blunts a day, morning to night. O'Don couldn't do a damn reading. Well, I'm not gonna say I couldn't do a reading, but O'Don wanted to read before I fucking watched TV, before I ate, before I fucking did a reading, or you know, whatever. I had to smoke a blunt. I needed to see a blunt roll. I was addicted to the smell of weed. I was addicted to have the feel of the blunt in my hand and me smoking it. Like, I was addicted to smoking weed. But let me tell you, the first time I took psilocybin was in August. The first time I took psilocybin was in August. The second time was this month. Let me tell you, I went to Haiti, right? Y'all know I went to Haiti. In September, at the end of September, I went to Haiti. The last time I went to Haiti and I was out there with my godfather, he had to keep buying me packs of cigarettes because I didn't have no weed out there. He even called somebody to like bring me some weed. Like, he even had called somebody that he know that like smoke weed or whatever to come and smoke with me. Or whatever, because that's how addicted I was to weed, to marijuana. I'm not fucking kidding. And it's crazy. Like, I can admit now that I was addicted to it, but at the time, I would never have said that I was addicted to it. I'm like, no, I just fucking smoke weed like everybody else smoke weed. Like, I'm not addicted to it, you know? But the fact of the matter was, I was addicted to it. So after, so what was I saying? So yeah, he had to buy me like cigarettes, and I even had like packs of cigarettes that I brought home from Haiti or whatever the last time I was there, because I was just so fucking addicted to marijuana and just having to smoke. Like, I had to smoke something to get peace of mind, to calm myself down. I also have an anger issue. Like, you know, I had an anger issue. Well, I still kind of got an anger issue, but I really would not be able to see clearly. It would be harder, or it would take longer for me to gain clarity. Just because of my mind state, it was just like, I was kind of like scatterbrained and kind of like everywhere. So anyways, my ancestors guided me to this woman who's also in Haitian Vodou. Boom, 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 bam, 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 bam. Okay. And it's crazy how things align. Shout out to Ancient Earth Mama. But she definitely was working with the ancestors. She do divination. She do her thing. So I don't even know, because I wasn't even into that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? And all of a sudden, I was just on the Instagram, like scrolling through stuff, looking at, you know, other voodoo science and, you know, other spiritualists that, you know, that are on Instagram. And I came across her page. And she was talking about how she ended up getting into mushrooms herself and what led her to it, and why she felt like she needed it and how it has helped her and all this kind of stuff. And her name is Sage, and I don't know, I just kind of, I think I did a divination. I did, because I do a divination before I make any type of move, especially when it's like dabbling and something I have, like, I don't know nothing about. I'm gonna do a divination. I'm gonna do a few divinations at that. So I was doing divinations about her, about like why she's doing this, and about what they feel about me taking, what my ancestors feel about me taking this substance, you know? And I just came to the conclusion, like, I'm gonna go ahead and try it. And I feel like some of my ancestors used to do that. I feel like that's what I got. I don't really remember my divination that I had did that gave me the okay to go ahead and do it. But I remember feeling like the answer was like, yeah, that's what my ancestors was doing. They was taking shrooms. And I was probably taking shrooms in a past life. The fuck? Period. So I got my stuff. I think I ordered it in July, got here in August. Because, you know, it takes time to grow and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I had a wonderful experience. I already talked about my experience doing it. And immediately, I seen a difference in the way that I was smoking and just my urge to even smoke. Let me tell you. So, yeah, let me go back to what I was saying. So I told you about the first time when I went to Haiti, not the first time, but like the other times that I had went to Haiti and how I needed to smoke. So this last time, this September, when I went to Haiti, I didn't smoke nothing. I didn't even smoke before I left. I think I smoked the day before I left, but not the day that I left. Like, I did not smoke. And then I did not smoke out there. I didn't ask him for no cigarettes. I didn't ask him, like, where can we get cigarettes or nothing like that. So that, like, my whole attitude changed. Like, the last time I went to Haiti. Well, let me tell y'all this. Because of slavery, and this is what I learned from my godfather. Because of slavery, my bloodline on my father's side, we garnered mental illness because of slavery. The way that we had to fight and how rebellious that my father's side was, My father's side, they all fighters. They all about that. Like, the ones that are in Puerto Rico, like, the uncles and all them, them motherfuckers are about that motherfucking life, okay? They're about that motherfucking life, and that's just so period, point blank. We are kind of always in a state of defense because of slavery. We always are feeling like people are coming against us, and we have to defend ourselves and protect ourselves and protect our dignity and our rights. You know what I'm saying? So the first thing in my family is to fight. The men in my family, we fight. The women in my family, we fight on my father's side. So I learned that that's where a lot of my anger issues, not only was it like trauma, like childhood trauma and shit like that, but even learning about my father and why the reason, the way he is and shit like that, it made me understand why this kind of anger is kind of embedded in us. You know what I'm saying? So there are certain exercises and certain things that I had to go out to Haiti and do and learn to keep my mental health and my mind under control, because people having an anger issue, that can turn into something more, you know what I'm saying? And stress and anger can build heart issues, blood issues, migraines, schizophrenia, like all kinds of stuff can develop in your body because you have anger, which is creating the imbalance in your damn brain, right? So the Loa and my ancestors really make it a point for me to really control my power. And my ancestors on my father's side and my mother's side, because I have priests on both sides. For me, it's not a game. So I have priests on both sides. My bloodline is very, very strong. And it's very a point for me to watch the way I fucking move, especially me going into Mambo. You know, going into Jevo, becoming a Mambo is very important for me to work on myself, because if you don't work on yourself and you take these steps to initiate into African spirituality, you will fuck yourself up. Okay, now it's okay if you don't have to be perfect to initiate, but the goal and the purpose of initiating is to better your life and to help you. Now, not everybody do that, because I seen motherfuckers go crazy. And you can read stories about motherfuckers going crazy after initiating the voodoo, and they turned into this, and this happened to them, and with the woo-woo. But if you not right, you will fuck up. So you will be fucked up. So anywho, my intention in taking psilocybin was to also work on my mental health, have more clarity. Because when you don't have clarity, how can you know what to do? How can you think straight? How can you function properly, right? So during my time taking psilocybin, okay, a lot of things have been revealed to me. I'm seeing a lot of differences in my dreams. I'm remembering basically damn near all my dreams. I can have multiple dreams. I'm remembering all my dreams. I'm understanding my dreams. Like, I used to have to keep going to my godfather, like, okay, I had a dream about this, and he'll tell me, he'll break down my dream or whatever. But I'm kind of like already knowing what my dreams are saying. Like, I know what my dreams are saying. I can do my own divinations. I can operate on my own a little bit more now. You know what I'm saying? I'm not so dependent on someone telling me and giving me revelation and trying to give me clarity. I have clarity through my own self. You know what I'm saying? I'm connected more to my higher self and my third eye and my crown chakra. Right? So I'm going to go ahead and keep reading about this, because they also have something about folk medicine as well. Some mushrooms are used in folk medicine. In a few countries, extracts such as, I don't know how to pronounce this shit, y'all, polysaccharide, and schizophyllin, and schizophyllin, or something like that, are government-registered cancer therapies. But clinical evidence for efficacy and safety of these extracts in humans have not been confirmed. Although some mushroom species or extracts may be consumed for therapeutic effects, some regulatory agencies, such as the U.S. Food and Drug, the FDA, regard such use as a dietary supplement, which does not have government approval or common clinical use as a prescription drug. Okay, so that's why it's not legal, but you can find shrooms out here. You know what I'm saying? And then there's different levels of psilocybin. Even some of the stuff, lion's mane, cordyceps, that's all psilocybin, bitch. You know, motherfuckers be scared. You don't got to be scared to take the shit that your ancestors was taking. Do the shit that your ancestors was doing. That's how you connect, for real. Now, I ain't saying go out and do, like, fucking crazy amounts. Like, be smart and that's why I microdose. I don't sit here and get extremely fucking, I don't even want to say, like, high. Because it's not really, like, a high. It's like, I don't know. I'm not sitting here going to a bunch of dimensions and leaving my body and doing all kind of crazy shit. Like, and hella just going around hallucinating and acting like it's the 1960s and 70s and shit like that. You know, I'm not doing shit like that. But I'm definitely taking it as a medicine for therapeutic purposes. And I do see a difference in me taking psilocybin. My readings, I'm like low-key getting to the point when people are telling me stuff, I can do a divination without pulling cards. Like, I can just tell you what it is. Like, I've always been like, I'm a Cancer, I'm a life path 8, I'm a motherfucking personality number 9. Like, bitch, I'm just, you know, like, girl, read about me. But I'm already psychic, but I feel like this is really heightening my psychic abilities and like my sensitivity to spirit. And I've already talked to my ancestors and how they want me to take this. So yeah, they have recommended ways that you can take it. Like, you can ask, you know, people their experiences, but you have to understand what your body and what your spirit is willing to do. How they want to work with this herb, because all herbs are spirits, right? So you have to understand how this spirit is going to help your spirit. That's why it's very good, and that's why you need to talk to the mushroom, talk to that spirit, and tell them and put your intentions into that spirit. Whether you're saying it in your heart, you know, you actually saying, you know, out loud, it's like as if you're saying a prayer or whatever, you need to speak, or, you know, whatever, speak and put out into the universe what you are expecting for this mushroom to do, this treatment, this medicine, this ancient medicine to do for you. Okay. So, I mean, what else can I say about psilocybin? Let me see. And so, it also helps to just, I don't know, I feel more connected to myself. And me being more connected to myself is making me be more creative. Okay, so you do hear about, like, psilocybin, magic mushrooms giving you creative sparks and shit like that. You know, but it's not like that. Have y'all watched the new season of American Horror Story? Where they taking that pill that's turning them into, like, it gives them this creative power and shit like that. But if they not, like, I don't know, if something's not right with their spirit or something's not right with their personality, they turn into a vampire. Which is very, that's a deep ass, that series, American Horror Story, is deep as fuck. But yeah, the new season of American Horror Story, where they're taking them pills to get their, like, creative shit. And then if you are, like, really aligned with this damn medication, like, you just become this, like, you just connected to your higher self. You're, you're way better than you ever were before. You're living life to the fullest. You know what I'm saying? You're no longer living in like this dark cloud or feeling insecure or feeling at your lowest. You are now able to branch out and expand your dreams and expand your senses. And that's what I feel. That's what I feel from taking psilocybin. I want to change this music. I want to put on something else. Hold on. Y'all, I just found the Nightmare Before Christmas album. I fucking love the Nightmare Before Christmas. It's just perfect. You can watch it for Halloween and you can watch it for Christmas. So, let me see. Okay, shout out to Grand Bois and the nature spirit. Okay. So, I think that's pretty much it that I have to say regarding psilocybin. I wanted to catch y'all up. And I do have some other strands that I'm going to try that's on their way. I also ordered a kit from her. She takes a really long time. She actually closed down the shop. So I went ham and bought like a bunch of shit. I bought all types of strands. I bought the kit so I can have a couple of like experiences. What am I trying to say? I bought the kit so I can grow my own shit and not have to, you know, pay nobody or whatever. Because I really don't know nobody out here that sells shrooms like that. I think, like, my brother do, but I don't really know nobody. So, I just kind of went and splurged in her shop and everything like that. But she went ahead and closed her shop down. And I think that she'll have, like, times where she will open it back up, like every few months she'll open it back up and then she'll close it down again. So we'll see. But I'm very excited to see how this affects my spiritual journey and how it influences it, and you know what other differences and changes that I'm gonna see. I don't know, I feel like I'm more just minding my business. Like, I know who I am. I feel like I know who I am. Like, you can't tell me nothing. Like, I know who the fuck I am. You know, you cannot shame me about me and what the fuck I do. If I had a problem with something I was doing, I wouldn't tell no motherfucking body. You can't shame me for me being me. I'm motherfucking L'Oreal. I'm motherfucking O'Don. You know what I'm saying? People will really try to play you and make you feel bad about you living your fucking life. But they just sad because they ain't living theirs to their fullest. They unhappy. But, yeah, so let's go ahead and move on into some things. I want to say real quick, Nicki Minaj, I want you to shut the fuck up. Like, I'm a fan and all that. Like, I really love Nicki Minaj. Like, for real, for real. Like, I'm damn near a Barb, but I think I was a Barb before, but I don't know. As I'm getting older, I don't know. I don't think I could be a Barb, but I love her. I do. I really fucking love Nicki Minaj down, but I really want her to shut the fuck up. I want her to divorce this man. Don't have another motherfucking baby by him. Divorce him. Please, please divorce him. Because, girl, ever since you left Safari, bitch, I don't know what the hell wrong with you. Okay? And first of all, we knew something was wrong with you anyway, because who the fuck is Safari? We thought that was your gay best friend. Now we find out that this nigga was whatever. We saw how his pipe was, so I understand. That nigga got an eggplant. I understand that it's nice, juicy, big. But your taste in men I don't know. Something off. You disconnected from your motherfucking higher self. I tell you that. She not operating at her highest self. I ain't feeling it. So I wanted to talk about the first mental health gym. It's in Detroit, Michigan, and it is ran by a black man. He is the CEO, and he's the CEO and owner of this company, and it's called Inception. Okay, it's called Inception, the first mental health gym. This gym is about self-discovery. It helps to get you connected to deeper levels of peace and optimal body function. Okay. What is the name of this man? His name is David McCuller. He is the founder and CEO of Inception. His belief is that everyone has a life story that involves physical and psychological injuries and are seeking relief from those injuries. I love that it's a black man promoting positive mental health and wellness. Baby, I love to see it. This company was inspired by his mother, and his mother also helped to get this company started with him. Oh, wait. Also, his father. He wanted to be the first person to introduce brain training in Michigan. Over the years, David continued to experience life-changing effects from different alternative health modalities. With the support from David's mom, Tina McCuller, he conceptualized and built Inception, the first mental health gym, where the innovative circuit model approach works synergistically in a calm, relaxing, and safe place where the lives of inner seekers are transformed. Okay, so they have circuits, okay, which I'm going to go ahead and explain or kind of tap into, because this is something that I need to tell my god sister about this, because she's into stuff as like this as well. And yeah, they have different circuits that trigger or pinpoint different aspects. Okay, so they have a flotation therapy and brain training that addresses the impact of trauma and stress by providing deep healing into the central nervous system, returning the brain and body to a state of homeostasis and alignment. The brain-body balance circuit enables us to cope with the same stressful situations that might otherwise have impaired our health. Okay, so this type of brain-body balance circuit involves flotation therapy. This other circuit, I guess they only have two circuits, so there's two circuits here, is a system detox. And the system detox is the inner flow circuit, which addresses the issues in the tissues. When stress hormones and repressed feelings surrounding traumatic events affect the body's regulatory functions, this system detox circuit improves and revitalizes the immune, respiratory, and lymphatic systems for optimal well-being. Okay. So this one includes infrared sauna, salt therapy, lymphatic suit. This is very, very interesting. And I actually seen this on World Star Hip Hop, because first of all, Charlamagne, I cannot stand him. Charlamagne the guy. I hate calling him that. I don't even like that name. Charlamagne, from The Breakfast Club, he's drifting off doing his own thing. He has his little show where he talks about mental health, which I don't understand how a troll what the fuck? Like, Charlamagne's a damn narcissist. I don't even understand how he's like even talking about mental health and trying to promote mental health and mental wellness when he's been a troll, and like, he loves to trigger people and insult people and do just harmful things and say harmful things to people I don't understand how he can be the promoter of mental health, but where the fuck, we gonna get back to that. So there was one of my favorite comedians, Chico Bean from 85 and South Show, also Wildin' Out. He did this little clip or this little scene with his homeboy who one of his family members died and stuff like that, and he was just saying like how he stressed out. And this guy, you know, you could tell he's from the hood, pulled up in his nice outfit, his jewelry, all that kind of stuff. You could tell he was, you know, about that life. He looked like he was from Amigos and some shit like that. He's like, yeah, you know. And I loved how they how it was black men seeking mental help, you know what I'm saying, for their mental well-being. And I like that they come from the hood. Like, you can clearly tell they from the hood, that this is something that is now expanding into urban areas, urban neighborhoods. You know what I'm saying? At first, mental health, especially for the black household, was so taboo and just so non-existent. Like, what the fuck? Anything you say about mental health, oh, you crazy. Oh, you this. Oh, you need to chill. Oh, you need to go do some shit. Like, oh, whatever. You need to smoke. You know what I'm saying? I love how now that the times have changed and things are progressing and society is moving forward, you know, that mental wellness and mental hygiene has become something that is important to even the niggas in the hood. Even niggas in the hood is saying, like, nigga, you need to go see somebody. You need to go talk to you need to go talk to somebody with professional help, with professional, what's that shit called? What am I trying to say? Professional, certification shit. So, I don't know. I'm just loving the way life is just developing. You know, though we have bullshit with this COVID shit, all this corona bullshit or whatever the fuck, there's still some positives that are happening and positive movements that are happening with society, you know, still, you know. And this is something that I would definitely be interested in, because when it comes to trauma in the black household, it has been overlooked for so long. And what Inception does is work on the stress response, work on the physical response, and work on the psychological response. Okay, and this is from every aspect, from you getting to a car crash, you getting whoopings for no reason when you were little, because there's literally a picture of a kid with their face buried in their knees and some adult holding a belt. You know, a lot of the black household operate on threats, intimidation, that kind of thing. So I'm very happy that this is being put in the spotlight and broadcasted, and we're actually not only talking about it but finding solutions to help us, you know. And this is what I want to promote. This is what the fuck I want to be about. I don't make like unnecessary threats, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm about that life, but I'm not finna just be threatening people to fucking threaten people. You feel what I'm saying? And a lot of those people who are threatening people need motherfucking therapy. Because why are you going around threatening people? What are you so angry about? What are you so upset about? When it comes to the stress response, the human organism is meant to survive, thus causing an automatic physiological reaction to an event that is perceived as stressful or frightening. When it comes to physical responses, the sympathetic nervous system triggers a stress response that prepares the body to fight or flee
also called the fight or flight response. Though a combination of nerve and hormonal signals, the sympathetic nervous system prompts the body to release a surge of hormones, including adrenaline and cortisol, which increases the heart rate, elevates blood pressures, and boosts energy supplies as part of the fight or flight response. You know, so y'all heard how I was speaking earlier about my family, my bloodline, something that's in our blood, which is to fucking fight, defend ourselves. So I basically have this strong innate urge to always be in the fight or flight mode. You know what I'm saying? I'm always in a stress position and being in that fight or flight stage, you know, because of the way I grew up, and also because of the things that are just hereditary and just in my genes at this point when it comes to survival. Like, I'm kind of always in survival mode, and I have a lot of us are. A lot of Black people are in survival mode. We're trying to make it day by day by day, living paycheck to paycheck to paycheck, you know, barely just fucking making it. And the only thing keeping us going is that we have to fucking make it, you know, or we gonna be out on the street. And there's people that give up, you know what I'm saying? There's people who decide that this is just way too much. Life is just way too much. The pressures of life and the things that I've been through, why do I have to go through these things? And they sit and they ask Bon Dieu, they ask God, and they blame God, and then they give up. I want to know your opinions about God. You listening, I want to know your opinions about God. Do you feel that God is like the God that is in the Bible, or do you feel that God is a more of a nihilistic God? A nihilistic God, meaning he does not interfere. There is a creator, but he does not interfere with mankind. He lets mankind be mankind. Do you think that God is in everything, and that he just lets life be, and whether it's good or whether it's evil, it's still God? I want to hear you guys' response. For me, there is a God. I definitely believe in God, but I think that I think he's kind of similar to that nihilistic approach. And we kind of have that in Vodou as well, Haitian Vodou. That, you know, there is a God, but he has other beings and other deities that are working and doing his doing the work, doing the missions. They have the assignments, you know, and those are actually who we deal with until it's time to deal with God. But God is everything. He's everywhere. He is what he is. I don't believe that when we die, we're going to meet God. I definitely believe that you will meet spirits. You will definitely die and meet deities, you know, but I don't think that you are going to meet Bon Dieu, Oludemare. I don't think that you're going to meet him when you pass on. What's your thoughts? I want to know. And there's also something here that I see that I'm reading on the site. The parasympathetic nervous system can invoke the freeze response if you are not able to fight or run. During the freeze response, freezing up or numbing out or disassociating from the present moment is about the only and best thing you can do. being physically, mentally, and emotionally immobilized. You do not feel the enormity of what is happening to you. Some of the chemicals that are secreted during this freeze response, like endorphins, function as an analgesic. Analgesic, A-N-A-L-G-E-S-I-C, analgesic. So the pain of the body or psyche is experienced with less intensity. Okay, we hear some of us have people in our family or just friends or just people that we know that just when things go down, they freeze up. They give up. You know, they space out, you know. I remember this guy telling me about how he was out with this girl. And they were at a football game. And they started shooting at the football game. And all the girl did was just stand there. She didn't move. She didn't do anything. She just stood there. And he kind of had to, like, get her and, like, shake her and, like, pull her, damn near dragging her ass to get her ass out of there. Because she literally just froze up. You know? And some people, when they are raped or go through any type of traumatic thing, they can't speak. They can't even speak about it. They can't even revisit that and express how they felt about it. They just freeze up and then they dissociate. And that's how you get those split personalities, dissociative identity disorder and like schizophrenia and bipolarism and, you know, and even those psychiatric things, there are different levels to it. So this is a beautiful thing. I know I'm kind of bouncing everywhere, but just kind of rock with me because, you know, I don't know. I wanted to bring up that thing with God, but I think I'm going to hit back on that later on or maybe in another episode. But working on your mental health is very important in your spirituality. It doesn't matter what type of spirituality you're in. And a lot of us can be traumatized from religion and spirituality when you are in a narcissistic, abusive, spiritually abusive place, you know. There was one time when I was in a situation like that. And I've had so many experiences with finding myself in spirituality and what led me to Haitian Voodoo. And especially working with men, you know, pastors and just what, hoogans and, you know, priests in general, you know, people who call themselves priests and people who are supposed to operate with higher regard and higher authority. There have been times where I've been really fucked over, you know. And even that causes healing. That needs healing, you know. So now, let me touch on this real fucking quick. Because like I said, me watching this show in order to get insight on this place called Inception in Michigan, I had to see a clip from Charlamagne the God's show. Charlamagne, fuck you, you fucking rapist. I cannot stand you. And your shit gonna come back tenfold. I promise you that, bitch. Motherfuckers is, listen here. With all this Bill Cosby shit, all this shit hitting people back, all this karma hitting motherfuckers back, and it's gonna catch up to you soon, sir. You think that you getting away scot-free because you got a little show. You left the Breakfast Club and you moving on up. But listen, that tape that you did is still circling around, bitch. That tape that you fucking recorded yourself
whatever, you was on a radio show, you was on somebody radio show or podcast or something, talking about how you gave somebody Spanish Fly, the same shit that Bill Cosby was giving bitches, and that because you want to fuck her and you just being a quote unquote freaky motherfucker, you gonna get this bitch Spanish Fly and fucking rape her. And the thing about it is, you gonna say that you saved her from your homeboys who was trying to come in and fuck her too, you bitch. And I, to be honest, we don't even know if you really didn't let your friends come and hit. We don't know. Charlamagne is not to be motherfucking trusted. Charlamagne is not to be fucking trusted. I don't like him. He keep fucking around his skin, trying to bleach his skin. Then he go and tan it back up or whatever the fuck he do, wearing makeup and shit. I cannot stand him. And he a Cancer. I don't give a fuck. I cannot stand Charlamagne. I wonder what his moon sign is. Let me look at his moon sign. His moon sign is in Taurus. And you know, I've seen some weird ass Taurus men. My ex-stepdaddy was a damn Taurus. And that motherfucker was weird. He was weird. He used to smack my butt when I would walk by when his stepson wasn't around. Niggas is weird. I'm telling you, niggas is weird. And this is something that's like common. You know, that men do weird shit like this. But it's just, Charlamagne, your shit, your day is coming, ho. You think that your shit slipped, like, you think that you good right now, and that you just moving up, and you opening doors and shit like that. I'm telling you, bitch. Your shit gonna come back to you. And all that you've built is gonna be snatched right from your ass. I don't give a fuck if you woke up and had a conversation and she sound okay about it or whatever. Didn't he rape somebody else after that as well? Wasn't there another rape case that got on a hush? It got on a quiet regarding Charlamagne? I don't trust that bitch for nothing. I don't. He full of shit. He's not to be trusted. Something is wrong with him mentally. Because I feel like he playing. We watched this man for years. He learned from Wendy Williams how to antagonize people, especially women. He just does it. He's like the same as Wendy Williams, but in a different way. But he learned that shit from her. Is this a picture of Charlamagne? He needs to take this. See, yeah. And I got a picture of Charlamagne on his damn page. They need to take him off. But they will eventually. They're going to take your ass off. You want to heal from trauma. How about you give that girl that you fucking raped, both them women, you raped another woman in college. I got to look it up. I got to look that shit up. Because I know that, I think it was two women. Okay? I think it was another woman. There was one that you admitted to on tape. And then there was another one where the mom and daughter, they was trying to get your ass. I don't know what happened to that case. But, how about you get them some motherfucking therapy for the trauma that you brought on them, you bitch? What is your trauma? You talk about you want to suck farts out of bitches' asses and shit. With them thick ass eyebrows. I can't stand him with his punk ass. Didn't the game cuss him out? The game is from Compton. Period. Sick of this nigga. Anywho, what else do I need to talk about on this shit? Like, I'm finna get up off here. It's getting late. It's about to be 1 a.m. What else do I need to talk about?
So, yeah, y'all know I do Haitian Voodoo. And if you would like to join fellowship and see if Haitian Voodoo is the path for you, you could definitely get a divination. okay, I do got some students that are about to go ahead and get their lamps done. The lamp ceremony is very, very simple. Mm-hmm. It's really not complicated at all. What the fuck is that noise? It sounds like somebody in my damn house. This mosquito, they got mosquito sounds. I'm not feeling it. Oh, no, what is this? I thought I was listening to the songs of the night. What the fuck is this shit? Oh, I guess I was done listening to all that. But, yeah, it's a very beautiful experience. It's nothing to be afraid of. I can't really say much about it because it is the first step of initiation. Okay. It is a little different from people who are Haitian born. It's even a little cheaper for those who are Haitian born. And trust me, you can't come to me and just tell me you Haitian born. My godfather will be able to tell me if you Haitian born and what your price gonna be. But yeah, it's a very beautiful experience where you get to see what Loa walks with you, who your patron Loa are, and you know what other Loa. So sometimes you'll see just your patron Loa or experience your patron Loa. Other times you may see like a few different Loa that are just in your family and stuff like that. So some people have like family Loa, like a Loa that's been in their family from the beginning for centuries. My family Loa is Dantor. So yeah, Dantor is my family Loa. There's more, it's not just me who in my family that's a child of Dantor. And yeah, my ancestors made a pact with my patron Loa, especially Dantor. They made a pact to initiate me. So, you know, they made a pact to walk with me and to guide me and help me. And it's our girl, child. I don't know how that shit work. I kind of really am still learning about that myself. Because when you hear this kind of stuff, it's kind of, it's intriguing, you know, it's very interesting, but everything makes sense from when I did my genealogy test and finding out where my people are from and whatnot, especially learning that my people are from, I'm basically Nigerian. I'm like 65% Nigerian, and between like 62-65% Nigerian. Then I'm Congo, Bantu, and then I have family. I'm like 20%, either 19, I think like between 19 and 22% Benin and Togo. So yeah, which is over there in that Mecca of Naomi. But I'm gonna take another one. I'm gonna take the African ancestry test and see what I get for that as well. But a lot of the low, you have to learn where the Loa stems from. What part of Africa do your certain Loa come from, and take a genealogy test, because that will help you understand about who you are and who your people are, you know. So I'm very much in love with my Loa. I'm very much in love with Antwer. I'm not gonna say much about that yet, because there is some plans coming after I mambo. Which will, when you mambo Hugon, that's when you're officially a voodoo priest. When you see people that are like Hunsi, Maze, Negs, and stuff like that, and they're talking about their voodoo priest and blah 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 blah, I'm trying to tell you, baby, they not, you know. You do get some passwords as a Hunsi. You get your Hunsi passwords, and not everybody gets the same passwords as a Hunsi. So for like me, like I have a god sister who only got like two passwords. She only got like two passwords, and for me, I got like five, you know what I'm saying? And plus I had to go out there. So like I was saying, I have priests on both sides, my mama's side and my daddy's side. They're both from like Congo and all, like both my mom and my daddy's side is from like the same area in Africa. So yeah, they're both priests. Not my parents, but like both sides have like a very strong priesthood. So not only am I going to Haiti to get my Hunsi passwords and my voodoo passwords, I'm also going to Haiti to speak to my ancestors and get my family passwords, because that's how thick this bloodline is and that's how strong and powerful this bloodline is. So yeah, there's certain entities, jinn, demons that are attached to my bloodline as well, because I have family members that were working with the demons and the jinn, made packs and stuff like that. But my family knew what the fuck they was doing. So some people will start working with that shit and fuck themselves up and then fuck their bloodline up, and now their bloodline gotta pay this spirit off and then send the spirit away from them. You know what I'm saying? They gotta pay the debt off and then get the spirit off of them. No, I don't have those issues. I don't have those issues. These spirits is literally waiting for me to become Mambo so I can, you know. But so they can connect to me as well. But yeah, so not only am I going to Haiti for my Haitian voodoo passwords, I'm also going to Haiti for my family passwords. So it's very, very important for you to initiate. It's very, very important for you to understand who the fuck you are and what the fuck your family was doing. It's important for you to go see somebody who is reputable, who's actually a motherfucking priest, a sangwe, who got mambo, so you can get that information. Not everybody that's a mambo or hugan can read. Be aware of that. That is a gift, and that's something that you kind of like born with. Like, you have to already be psychic, already have intuition. Because like I said, I really feel like there's going to be a point in time where I'm not going to need my cards. I've been saying this, and I think I've done a divination about this, like when I first started even doing tarot cards. There's going to be a point in time where I'm not going to need my cards. I'm going to be just divining, like, just off GP, you know what I'm saying? Just off intuition, just looking at you in your eyes, looking at your picture, da 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 da. That's also how my godfather and one of the Mambos that I know, Mambo Sangues that I know, she can read oracle cards, but she does it like my godfather, who initiated her. And she looks at you and whatnot. So shout out to her, Mambo Tasa. I just met her in person. she's funny. She's a funny character. Yeah, we had dinner and it was nice. But anywho, be careful who you're going to get your divinations from, because not everybody is actually initiated. Not everybody has the pass. To actually give divinations, you know what I'm saying? So just be careful on that. Some people are tarot readers. There's a difference from a tarot reader and someone who actually divines. A tarot reader has to study that damn. They have to study. Baby, I don't study. I have not studied the tarot since I started. I think I studied it just to, you know, get my foot and understand what it was, but I have not studied that book. Like, half of them cards, I don't know what they mean. Like, every time I get a pay, I'm like, what, dude? I literally go off just my intuition, because I don't know what the fuck them cards mean. I don't even know what the fuck them cards mean. I be forgetting. I can't remember that shit. Too many damn cards. 78 cards. They got all these goddamn meanings. Oh, if it's in reverse, this. Oh, if it's upright, it's this. Oh, and for money, it means this. For love, it means... Girl, don't nobody got time for this shit. What I did was I forced myself. Like, I studied that book for about 3 months. I studied that book. My Rider-Waite Tarot. And,
I just stopped. And I immediately made like a tarot page and started doing videos and started doing readings for people. So some people are meant to be priests. Some people are meant to divine. Some people just have it in them. It is literally their God-given gift. And some people, they have to study that book. They only can read it one damn way. They don't apply no damn intuition. There's nothing more, nothing less. They give you what they give you, and that's it. They can say that meaning, oh, if you're asking about love, I got the Six of Wands, it means this. Oh, I got the Page of Cups, the Knight of Cups, it means this. You know what I'm saying? And that's it. Yeah, not me. So you can definitely get a reading. You can also get a ancestral treasury and rites reading, where you can learn about some of the Loa that walk with you. You can learn about who your patron Loa is. You can learn, about your bloodline, about yourself. You can also ask any question that you want. You know, you have a certain amount of questions, about 5 questions. If you want to ask more, then it's upcharge. But you can have a set of 5 questions that you can ask my godfather. So that divination, I will be on the phone, but that divination will be given to you through my godfather. Well, from my godfather. And, yeah. You can ask whatever you want to ask and make it important. Okay, you asking somebody who is a god, somebody who is high authority, who can give you the fucking answers that you're looking for. This, if you have questions that you can't even, like, I know I will never get the answer. I wish I can know this. You know how there's something that you wish you knew about your family, or wish you knew about this and that? Please get this damn reading so you can know about your ancestral treasury, your ancestral rights. You can learn about, you can understand if you're having a hard ass time in life. I'm telling you, this reading is going to be good for you. It's not going to be any type of reading that you had before. You're going to learn if there's a type of demon in your family that needs paying. If your uncle used to do this and that. If somebody done murdered somebody. And so now you got this kind of karmic thing going on that you gotta. And then we'll give you what you need to do. And if you need some extra work, I mean, depending on the work that you need after to fix it or whatever, you know, that's something to discuss separately. But yeah, you can definitely figure out how to get that shit solved, and you can definitely get it fixed. And guess what? You can definitely come to Haiti and see that magic get done. You're probably gonna end up having to come to Haiti anyway, so I mean, have your passport ready. But yeah, going through my Manze, I just knew, you know, becoming a Manze, becoming Manze Odon, the first step. I just, my experience through that initiation, I just knew that this is real and that there is nothing else that I want to do. I knew that I was not going back and I wasn't switching to anything else. I knew that Haitian Vodou was for me. And even though I had that reading from my godfather and I was able to, you know, it made sense to me and I was able to, like, corroborate what he was saying by doing my genealogy test and learning, like, putting the stories of that my father had already told me and what I already know about my family and connecting the dots, you know, what that reading did was help me to connect the dots. But even then, I was still not sure if Haitian Vodou was, I'm telling you, all the way up until my initiation, I didn't know that Haitian Vodou was for me. And I don't think I did any divinations to see if I should go ahead and be a Manze. I think that, you know, after my reading with my then potential godfather,
at that time, what was I fucking saying? Shit, my mind just went blank. My mind was somewhere else. But at the time that he had told me that, and he wasn't even my godfather yet, I still wasn't sure about Haitian Voodoo. It literally was not until I actually started my lamp ceremony. I paid that money and I started my lamp ceremony. Haitian Voodoo is not a game. You cannot start this and then stop. You cannot start Haitian Voodoo and then stop because you're scared, because of whatever. First of all, there's nothing to be scared of. But I will admit that I was scared. I was scared to initiate. I was scared all the way through. But even now, I still be scared. Like, going to become Mambo, I'm scared. I'm scared. You know? But I know that this is what I need. And there's so much for me to learn about myself. There's so much that I have to do for my descendants, so much that I have to do for my ancestors, so much I have to do for myself, that there is no choice. I'm not going to nothing else. I'm not going to Buddhism. I'm not going back to Christianity or Catholicism, which Catholicism is fucking voodoo anyway. All that symbolism. That's why you, why do you think you see all of the saints and stuff correlated to voodoo? Even the symbolism in the pictures, you will see that we have tools in certain symbolism that we use within the veves, we use within our lamps, we use within our candle work and stuff like that. When you see that, those symbolism in Roman Catholicism pictures. Voodoo is something that you should not be afraid of. It's really not. Everything stems from voodoo. I don't give a fuck. And I know somebody gonna argue. Well, girl, I don't give a fuck. I really don't. I know what I know. I'm initiated. I don't give a fuck about what you talk about. And even if you was initiating something else, I don't give a fuck either. I ain't gonna say much about that because my godfather said don't be talking about other ATRs and stuff like that. We gotta keep it a secret on what we know because it's not a competition. But you will learn about other deities like the Orisha, you know, Yoruba gods, Yoruba spirits. You will learn more about those spirits in voodoo as well. You'll learn who they really are, and you'll learn more about the Loa and who they really are, and understand more about these African spirits and what their purposes are and where they derive from and how they communicate with one another, from Loa to Orisha and thus forth, and the Djinn, and even what the Indians believe, even their deities that we see that correlates and transfer over into the Loa and into voodoo. Yep, I said it. And it's so interesting because some of the Native Americans are Igbo. That's why all that shit look alike. All their deities, they may look different, but it's still Dantor. It may look different, but it's still Frida. It may look different, but it's still Bosu. You know? So, there's so much that you need to understand about Western culture, what's been shown to you
and what's also been hidden from you within what they're showing to you. Ooh, child.
So, I think that's it for this show. You know, I had to talk a little bit about the Orisha. I mean, ooh, somebody is thinking about going to the Orisha. They're thinking about if Voodoo, what's the difference between the Loa and Orisha, and they feel like they're more connected to the Orisha. If you feel like you're more connected to the Orisha, then that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. Listen, as a melanated person, you can initiate in whatever ATR you want to, but make it make sense for you and make it make sense for your bloodline. It's best to try to find out what your bloodline was doing, what your ancestors, your great-great ancestors were doing. Sometimes you'll get a reading and somebody will say, yeah, you have a path here. You know, you do have a path. In Lukumi, Yoruba, Vodou, 21 Division, Sanse, whatever fuck, you have a path here, but ask more questions, like, but what were my ancestors doing? Were they in Haitian Vodou? Were they in Dominican Vodou? Were they in this? You know what I'm saying? What were they doing? You know, what makes sense for me? What will benefit my bloodline and what makes sense for my ancestors and me? And, yeah, that will help you. So, this episode was more about understanding mental health. We talked about mental health. We talked about folk medicine, magic mushrooms. And I bet you, them Native Americans, I know they know how to get down with the mushrooms. I know they know how to tap the fuck in with the mushrooms, okay? I know they know how to tap the fuck in. I need to do some more research on what the on their beliefs with it and like their experiences with it. And then we're gonna talk about it some more. But I know that they know how to get the fuck down. Just like they know how to get the fuck down with sage. You motherfuckers don't know how to use sage. Y'all know how to use shit. I'm telling y'all don't know how to use sage. I'm fucking telling y'all, because you know how I know? Because I fucking know. When you see them Native Americans from back in the day, from motherfucking centuries ago, 1800s and shit, using sage, what was they doing when they was using sage? They were also using other plants and leaves and herbs along with sage. And they were also using alcohol and spitting it out their mouth, like what they do in Haitian Vodou and what they do in, you know, Yoruba religions, you know, where we use the alcohol and we spit it out. Yeah, them Native Americans be doing that shit too. And Iyanla, she even talks about in her book, she talks about her experience with the Native Americans. And she was talking about how she had this experience where she was mounted and she was able to go to some place. You know, she even talked about her experience with Dantor in one of her books. That Dantor walks heavily with her. So there's so many aspects, and though you may be in another part of the religion and the culture, the deities transfer over. And also, you have to understand that when we say Danto, when we say Leba, there are families, there are escorts. There's not just one Leba. There's not just one Danto. There's not just one Bosu. There's not just one Soleil. There's not just one Ayizan. There's not just one Martha, the Dominator. There's not just one Dambala. There's not just one Marinette. There's not just one. There are families. And they all look alike and they all act different.
They have similarities, like, okay, they wear these certain colors or something like that. They may do that, but, and, you know, whatever, you know, their image that you see may be the same. Like, even with the gay day, you will see pictures of the gay day, and they all look alike. They are, you'll see, the same picture for Barone, you'll see it for Papa Gay Day, you'll see it for, Brav, Nebo, or another Gay Day, you know what I'm saying? You'll see a picture of, my mom Bridget, and then another picture of Martha the Dominator, and they're saying that they're the same, but they're not. You know what I'm saying? So, there's a lot to learn, and Haitian Vodou and Vodou period, because there's different parts of Vodou, and not all Vodou is the same. So 21 divisions, Dominican Vodou and Haitian Vodou, we have similarities and we cross paths, but we don't do everything the same. So yeah, you know, and there's more, there's Loa in nations that are more active in other sectors of Vodou. Okay.
So, if you would like to learn more about Vodou, if you want to see if that's the path for you, y'all already know the business. Y'all already know. I also did a reading for Jelani Day. I also did an update for Jelani Day. Everybody's feeling it and loving it, whatever. The Gifted Odon is the YouTube name. The Gifted Odon is the Instagram page. Okay. And, yeah, my read is going to be closed off in November and December. I'm finna, let y'all go with the reading. Oh, where's my cards at? Because what time is it at this point? It's about to be 1 a.m. All right. So let's see. What messages do the ancestors have for us on tonight? I also have Summer Wells' case drop in tomorrow. Also did Daniel Robinson's case on my YouTube page. My Instagram page, really, I don't post no videos on there. I don't post no readings, so more about spiritual work and just seeing how I look. But what messages do the ancestors have for us tonight? The children of the diaspora. What messages do the ancestors have for the children of the diaspora tonight? So the overall message for the diaspora is that you need to get organized, okay? Choose an area of your house that you've been needing to declutter and organize, such as a storage closet or a kitchen drawer. Set aside 25 minutes per day to work on it until it's done starting today. If you're feeling unmotivated, remember that motivation tends to follow action. Go ahead and get started. So not only is this talking about the structure of like your household and whatnot, it's just all areas of your life. So whatever that you're feeling, so a lot of you are feeling imbalanced in just your whole life. You feel scatterbrained, all that kind of issues that you're having right now. It's time for you to move on what you know you need to damn do. Whatever it is, whatever that you're putting back, whether it's something regarding like physical, tangible things or spiritual things, you need to go ahead and do what you need to do for your well-being. That is your responsibility. Okay, so that's the overall energy. The first card that we get is worries resolved. Remind yourself today of times when you were fairly certain something would go badly and it actually turned out fine. For example, something that you could worry about is we will run out of gas. Your outcome is we made it to a gas station. Recognize that today's worries are likely to be on your list the next time you draw this card. Allow your mind to focus on other things, okay? So sometimes we are worried about things that don't need that doesn't cause for a concern, a deep concern. Things will fall into place when it's time for it to fall into place. Some of us just make up things and overanalyze things that don't make no damn sense. And the ancestors in the spiritual realm are already working on your behalf to fix it and to assist you with it. And it's not that big of a deal. The next card I have is notice what you have. The best parts of our lives fade into the background and become invisible unless they're taken from us. Become more aware today of the ordinary things you're glad to have, such as the air you breathe, the clothes you wear, and the home that shelters you, and the people you love. Acknowledge the everyday gifts that fill your life. Okay, so just revel in what the fuck you have now. Organize yourself, stop worrying, and look at what you have now. This is what it's saying. The last card I have is plan your day with care. Look carefully at your calendar. Is there any optional stress built into it? For example, do you plan so many activities that there's no time left to breathe? Is there time set aside for life essentials like sleep and movement? Aim to make one improvement in tomorrow's schedule that makes you more excited to greet the day. So they're talking about how you're operating and how you need to operate. How you've been operating and how you need to change that and start operating in a more enlightened way. In a more positive way, upbeat way. Be more uplifted in your approach. Take each day one day at a time. Stop trying to do so much. What do you have to do today? That's priority. That's a necessity. What can wait until tomorrow? What can wait until next week? It's time to get organized and stop worrying about the little things because it's not a priority. It's not a necessity right now. And understand what you have and what you've been blessed with already. Okay? And that should help you plan your day better. Y'all need to eat breakfast. I don't care if you eat a protein bar and a smoothie. You need to eat something. Eat a Pop-Tart and a smoothie. Eat a Pop-Tart and some apple slices. Eat some toast and some oatmeal. Eat an egg on some toast with some avocado. And give some to your damn ancestors too. I think next time we're going to talk about altars. And actually how you really supposed to give to your ancestors. And how they like their food cooked. Because not everybody's ancestors want their food cooked. Some ancestors like their food cooked hard. Some ancestors want they shit rare, medium rare, whatever the fuck it's called. And some ancestors want their shit raw. They want raw vegetables, raw fruit, raw whatever. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to talk about that. And I'll leave you. Oh, there's something I want to give y'all. There's something I want to do. Hold on real quick. I want y'all to listen to this.
Thank you.
Good night, y'all, and I will see y'all soon. Love you.